Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. So glad that you are with us today. I finally did it. I'm patting myself on the back. For years, I've been meaning to get something done. And this is based upon feedback and requests from you. I go around the Utah area and give these presentations about how to keep your kids safe online. This is about tricks and tips and philosophies about how to raise our kids in a digital age. And I also share some of my parenting advice and techniques over the years. And every time I do it, every time I give a seminar, every time I talk about it on the radio, people are like, do you have a copy of that? Do you have something that I can take with me? And I've always said, you know what, I'm going to put it in a book. And I finally did it. It's a follow-up to my first book, Joyful Union, which is all about parenting and success tips to help you have a joyful marriage. The follow-up is Joyful Parents. And I give you all of my best tips and tricks and advice for raising children and trying to find joy as a parent in your own life while raising kids. It's very difficult to do. And I also include in there these tips and tricks about how to raise your kids in a digital age. And I wanted to share some of those with you via this podcast. Because I'll tell you what, parents, you know, I have a core philosophy, and that is parenting sucks. I'll just be straight up honest with you. I was going to make t-shirts that said parenting sucks. And the reason it sucks is because we're raised with some myths when it comes to parenting. We're actually raised believing that we can determine who our kids will become. And I have to tell you, I have four children. They're all adults now. And they are nothing like I planned them to be, nothing like I steered them to be. They came to this earth with their own free will, and I was able to nudge them in one direction or another, but they decided 100% who they're going to be. And I see so many parents out there stressing and just beating themselves up because they can't get their child to do something that they feel is important, whether it's follow their religion, grow up and get an education, whatever it is. I just see parents beating themselves up. Parents, it is a lie that you can decide who your children will become. Let's just get this straight right now. It's a lie. And the other lie that goes along with that is that you are judged, or you should judge your own performance as a parent based upon how your children do. It's another absolute lie. It's just not true. I've seen some of the most incredible parents have the worst children. And then some parents that are absentee, that are never involved, and they have the best children. I'll give you an example from my own life. My parents were divorced when I was very young. We were abandoned at one point. I ended up homeless on the streets of California. I was not parented in any way, shape, or form. And somehow I managed to get over that and become a contributing member of society with a career, now running for Congress. I was able to do that without parenting. So, and I don't know what that was inside of me that allowed me to do that. Your children come in a very unique way. And if you are beating yourself up because they're not following your path, please give yourself a break. Please stop it. That's just not the way it works. It's not reality. Your children have free agency. They will use it. And oftentimes they will use it no matter how hard you try. So that's something that I just want to let parents off the hook, you know? I want you to stop beating yourself up and telling yourself that you're a terrible parent because your child is making terrible choices. I'm sorry, that's just not reality. If you've done everything you can and you've showed them love and you've tried to be a good example and you've set them on the proper path in your mind, then be glad. And then let them decide who they are going to, who they're going to be and what they're going to be. So that's the first thing. And I really focus in on that in the book. And then the other thing that I want to share with you when it comes to parenting in a digital age, and this goes back to my whole parenting sucks philosophy, is that parents, we have to make this stuff up as we go along because we did not grow up in a digital world. Our parents did not have to deal with sexting, with online pornography, with online predators, with all of these things. The worst thing that our parents had to deal with digitally perhaps was a video game addiction early on, back when we were playing Pong. But that was it. I mean, the greatest technology I ever had as a child was a Sony Walkman. And it was the most technologically advanced thing I could ever imagine in my life. But now, look at it. I mean, my kids all grew up having iPhones and hand-me-down phones. They have access to their instant access to their friends. They have instant access to the world. And the technology is amazing, but it comes with some real dangers. But how are we supposed to know, parents? How are we supposed to know how to handle this? So again, give yourself a break. Our children are out teaching each other how to use this technology, and they learn very quickly. Well, as parents, we have to help each other out. And that's one of my goals with writing the book, Joyful Parents. It's one of my goals with this podcast. I want to help you out and help you know that you can do it. You can be a good parent in a digital age. Now, please know, after all that you can do, your children, if they want to find a way, they'll find a way. You could shelter your kids. You could never give them a phone. Never give them internet access at your home. Shelter them 100% till they turn 18 years old. But man, if they go to a friend's house, forget about it. If they go to school, forget about it. It's going to happen. And so my general parenting philosophy when it comes to technology is that your kids are going to find a way after all that you can do. Your job should be to control what you can control and to prepare them for what they might see. And I guess what I really want to drive home, parents, is that you don't have to fear technology. You don't. I've met so many parents over the years who are paralyzed by it. They tell themselves they'll never understand it, and their kids will never understand it. You know, the wonderful thing about technology is that it's getting easier and easier and easier to use. It's not getting harder and harder. It's getting easier. You used to have to type in a line of code to get something done. Now you just tap on the pretty picture. You know, I released over 100 video games into the App Store, and I did it without learning how to code because coding is not necessary anymore. Now I can use drop-down boxes and rules and these types of things. Technology is getting easier and easier, parents. It's not getting harder and harder. So you should feel encouraged and that you can get involved. But here's the one thing that I really want to drive home to you today, is that you can be an expert on everything, but you only have to be an expert one thing at a time. So here's the way this works. Every single device out there has parental controls built in. Xbox, iPhone, Android, they all have it. So you can actually hand your child a phone that is actually just a phone. You can dumb it down completely. Every single app out there has incredible reviews on it. There are tutorials all over the internet that will teach you anything that you want to know. This is what I want to drive home to you. You don't have to fear technology because all you have to do is ask. That's it. You just ask. And you just ask a question. So let me give you an example. Your child says to you, I want to download this new app on my phone. And you say to the child, well, is it safe? Is it, you know, age appropriate? And they go, oh yeah, sure it is, of course. Well, all you have to do is type into Google or whatever search engine you use, parental controls, or is this app safe for children? And you'll get the answer. you type into the Google, how do I set up parental controls on the iPhone? You'll get the answer. There are so many videos, so many tutorials, so many people who are anxiously engaged in helping you with this battle. All you have to do is ask. Never in our history have you had a personal assistant standing there ready to help you parent. All you have to do is ask. And I have seen so many parents who were so paralyzed that they don't even know or they're afraid to ask because they just have this technology paralyzation that happens. Just ask the question. Type it in exactly the way you would ask me or ask a friend, and you will be amazed at the world that is out there. And again, you just have to do it one at a time. Your child wants a new Xbox. You ask the question, how do I set up parental controls on an Xbox? You'll get amazing tutorials. You think it's time to finally give them a smartphone, but you don't want them to be having all this other access to things. How do I put on parental controls on that phone? It's right there. And really what I'm trying to tell you, parents, and maybe you don't want to hear this, is there's no excuses. You know, it would be totally different if every answer on the internet was in code and it was high tech and it was really difficult to understand. It's not so. It's not that way. Where do you think our kids are really learning how to do it? They're watching YouTube channels. They're asking the same questions on the internet. And we can keep up with them. I promise you, you can keep up with them. Just one thing at a time. Just take it one thing at a time. I know you can do this, but you have to believe that you can do it first. Just start asking the internet questions. Never in our lifetime have we had access to so much incredible information. I promise you, if there's an app out there, somebody's done a parental review on it. If there's a device out there, somebody has done a parental tutorial on it. You can do this, parents. You can parent in a digital age. I promise you, you can do this. These are just some of the tips and some of the things that I point out in my new book, Joyful Parents. Morgan will put a link to the book if you're interested. It's inexpensive. It's a very quick read. And I provide their tips and tricks that you can use in your parenting right now today, because parents, you can actually be joyful. You can actually be parenting while parenting and have joy.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.